produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Blessed and highly favored. Good day and afternoon or morning to all of you across the world. You are listening to Coach Terry on Josie's Inspirational Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett. This is the broadcast of Your Wealth is Your Wellness. Your Wealth is Your Wellness. I'm so excited to be with you all at this time. And today I wanted to talk about emotional wellness, mental wellness, physical well-being. You see, I recently learned of a very dear friend of mine who lost her son at the age of 14. He was walking in the school crosswalk at school, and an SUV truck came and struck him, and he fought for his life for a little more than 10 days, I believe. I'm not quite sure exactly, but he fought for his life for a number of days, and is now home with the Lord in paradise, no longer in pain or in any grief. But the firstborn of this mother and any child that a parent has to release and let go to gain their wings on the other side can be quite emotional. It can take a toll on our physical well-being, and it could take a toll on our mental well-being. And so, me, myself, as a woman of God, was quite disturbed by it. And, you know, I think all parents, mothers in particular, who give birth to their children, just absolutely wept and was heartbroken by the news. And just to see my dear friend grieve and be in pain and ask God for mercy and ask God just to help her with the strength and help her understand why this took place, this love of her life, who she considered her life, and yes, survived by a younger sister. It's still, as she said, a part of her died as well. And so nothing in life can prepare us for death of a loved one, especially our children. You know, death results from sudden accidents such as her son, and also from a sustained illness, like my father, who had frontal temporal dementia, which I considered the longest goodbye. But we're never prepared. and it always catches us off guard. It's stunning. It stings. It's alarming. It puts you in an unsettled disposition. It's personal. It's emotional. And as she said, a part of her died. And there's a loss. And whenever there's a loss, we grieve. And so I'm speaking to you all over the world on Josie's Inspirational Network. It's produced by Kayla Padgett. And of course, this is Coach Terry on Your Wealth is Your Wellness. And so I want to talk to you a little bit about grief. As we take a deep breath every single day, and we talked about breathing and breathing techniques in the past, we have to be able to inhale the blessings and the goodness that God gives us each and every day that we have the breath of life. And then we get to exhale and release all the things that we're carrying. And so we have to remind ourselves to breathe. The very first thing is to breathe. And grief doesn't come and go in some type of fashion or order. It just kind of takes place. We feel as if something's been taken from us. It sweeps us off our feet. It forces us to revisit what happened. It forces us to live in fear. It may force us to have some pain. It may force you to lose sleep at night. It may force you to lose weight. It may force you to drugs. It may force you to drinking. And we consider those what the term is called coping mechanisms. But, oh God, our gracious Father God in heaven, stirs up the strength that we never thought we had. And each and every day we take a breath, every single minute, and we take another step. And we take another step. And we breathe. And we pray. And we take another step and we ask God for strength and we breathe and we inhale and we exhale and we take another step and we say, Father God in heaven, give me strength. Give me strength, Father, because I'm not exactly sure how I'm going to get past this. And so there are some scriptures I want to share with you, which is Revelations 21:4, which I want to talk about as far as building up our emotional, you know, wellness when it comes to grief. And it says, Revelations 21:4, if you're following along, if you have your Bibles, or if you're looking on your mobile app, he will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. So I read that and I said, God, you're so powerful. You're so powerful. And so, when I read that, he shall wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. And I said, eternal life has happened with this young man. Eternal life has happened with my father. He does wipe all my tears away from my eyes. And while yet I miss my father, and while yet my friend is grieving her son, as the days move on, we know that our loved one who's gone on to paradise is not in any pain, because they've passed away onto paradise. And so we have to trust God. And I know that sounds so simple to do, but we have to trust Him, for the former things have passed away. One of the things my grandmother used to say to me is, never ask the Lord why. And I said, why not? Why not? I need answers. She said, He knows your heart. He already knows what you're thinking. You just have to be still, and He's going to show you. You'll look back on that moment and be like, God is absolutely amazing. He carried me through this entire journey, and it made me a stronger person. And so that scripture to me was just like, it's true. He wiped away tears from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall be the mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore. The first things are passed away. So grieving can be extremely difficult. It's going to take time to balance. It's going to take time to balance the feelings of pain and loss while we move forward in our everyday lives. We're going to have to give ourselves some time. We're going to have to give ourselves some space. Your families are going to have to give you time and space, because we all grieve differently. Around the holiday time, people tend to probably grieve a little bit more, or around a birthday, or some type of family tradition. But what I want you to get from me today, this morning, this afternoon, tonight, is grieving is God's way of gifting us with how to be at peace, although we've had a loss, whether that was a sudden loss or an ongoing long journey of a terminal illness of a loved one, and that the gift is the journey of healing that He's giving us. And I know that may be hard for some to digest. Trust me, I haven't lost a child, but I have lost a parent. Many of you probably lost both, or a dear friend. But what I do want you to know is that God is with you the whole way in this journey of healing. In Psalms 147:3, He says, He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He may not do it when you're ready, because He's got to give you that gift, which is the journey of healing, which is really His strength that you probably don't even know you have. And I may be talking and coaching and empowering and inspiring some people who've already been through, saying, you are so right, Coach Terry. You are spot on. I remember when I lost, or I remember when I divorced. I didn't think I was going to get through. And I was one of those people. I think we've talked about it in the past. Is divorce is a grief. It's a loss. It's a loss of somebody you loved or still love, because we should all love our neighbors like we love ourselves. that mistreated you, maybe abused you emotionally and or physically, may have not, you know, been a person who could cope with disappointments and turn down the path of the darkness and didn't come out of it. But it's a loss of somebody that you vow to spend the rest of your life with under God. And it didn't work out. Both parties may have decided, or it was one-sided. But the bottom line is that it didn't work out. And so we grieve that loss. Some of us are liberated. And I believe the liberation from a separation or a divorce is because God took you on that journey of healing. He gave you that gift. And you're free now. You're set free. You have no ill will against the other spouse or significant other. It's just you've moved on. You may be able to communicate. You may be friends. You may be cordial. You may be co-parenting. But when God gives you that inner strength to know that you can get to the other side of fear, which is freedom. And when we grieve, we do live in fear because we just don't know what we're going to do next or how we're going to move forward without this person in your life. So I want to encourage someone today that if that's you and you feel like you can't move forward because you are at a loss of a loved one, I want to encourage you that God is with you and He's going to give you the gift of healing. He's going to take you on a journey and He's going to heal you, and it's going to be on His time. And the best thing you can do is to trust Him and to be obedient by doing so, by being still, by going to your church home, asking for some support. Maybe go to a support group. Ask someone to pray for you. Go into your prayer closet. Open up your scriptures. You can even open up Google and put scriptures for grief, or scriptures for healing, or scriptures for help. Whatever it is, start somewhere with God first in your life. In Psalm 73:26, it says, "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." You have His strength in you. You absolutely have His strength in you to push and move forward. And God wants you to be strong. He says in Joshua 1:9, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous, my daughter Terry. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Wherever you go. "Have I not commanded you," says the Lord? "Be strong and courageous." No matter what, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. I love that, because that's hope. That's empowerment for you to take one more step as you breathe, as you inhale, as you exhale, as you move forward and take that next step. It encourages me. It does. It encourages me. And if I look back from 3 years ago when I lost my father, as you look back at the days, months, or years that you lost your loved one and you grieved, you can say now, you know what? God was with me the entire time. I am a stronger person. I got the gift of healing. Matthew 5:4 says, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. You know, when I used to have a client that I coached, and she was just so discouraged about, you know, not excelling in school the way that she wanted. And she was failing all of the exams. And she says, Terry, I don't know what to do. I'm a failure. I'm dumb. I'm stupid. And everything was negative. And I said, stop speaking that out loud. You may feel like you're at a loss. I said, but God is carrying you. Give it to Him. Let Him fight this battle for you. You will overcome. Let Him comfort you. Be still and know that He is God. But you've got to believe in yourself, because Christ believes in you. And so she turned it around and she said, I am smart. I am intelligent. I will be at the top of my class. I'm not at a loss. It may look like a loss on paper. I may be grieving the fact that I can't pass the RN license exam. But I can take one step at a time and breathe and know that God is giving me His strength and He's comforting me. She was at a loss, for she didn't make the opportunity at the time that she wanted to become a registered nurse. That was the loss. She grieved that for years. But she also spoke her loss out into existence. And so what I want to say to you is, I wanted to get my friend to comprehend that just lost her son when she said that she died and that she doesn't ever think she's going to get past this. And this is so painful for her. And, you know, her stomach is in knots and things like that. Is I just said, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Wrap your arms around her, Lord, and comfort her so that she can gain emotional wellness, meaning His comfort is going to help her with the pain. Her praying and speaking in tongues is going to help her down this healing journey, where she's going to be able to breathe, take another step, and move forward. Breathe. Take another step and move forward. I love the Lord because He hears our cry. I love the Lord because He's patient. I love the Lord because He's kind with His grace and His mercies. I love the Lord because He's forgiving. I love the Lord because He's real. I love the Lord because He's our Alpha and He's our Omega. I love the Lord because He's a healer and He's our doctor. I love the Lord for He is our financial planner who has our bank account. I love our Lord because He's our protector, our provider, Jehovah Jireh. So I just wanted to just speak on that today, this evening, tonight, this morning, wherever you're listening around the world, to let you know we mourn quite a few things, but grieving the loss of a loved one, mourning the loss of a loved one is a serious matter. And I just want everyone to know that you can gain emotional wellness, physical wellness, and mental wellness when you put God first and you trust Him Nobody said it was going to be easy. It's going to be painful. But know that He's on that journey with you. God's words are healing to our hearts when we're shattered by grief. And when He comforts us, He wipes all the tears away. So blessed are those who mourn, means that God blesses those who have a tender heart. I love you. I want to thank you all for tuning in, for this is a great day in the Lord. We thank God for the breath of life each and every day, for tomorrow is not promised. I pray that each and every one of you will join me again for another Your Wealth is Your Wellness with Coach Terry on Josie's Inspirational Network, USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett. You make it great. Be well and trust God.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.